Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
It's a Tuesday morning, and that means I've got Claire, the garden editor, on the telephone. Good morning to you, Claire. We're talking about blue flowers today, aren't we?
Oh, indeed. We are. Hello. Hi, Dave. It's lovely to be back. I've been away for a bit. So thanks to be back nestled in the studio with you. Do you remember? It feels a long time ago before we did a session all about purple flowers. And I asked you to, oh, no, it was white flowers,
wasn't
it?
White flowers. Yeah. White flowers.
And I said, please pick a colour, Dave. And you went straight away for
blue.
So I thought we'd go blue flowers. But do you know, they're actually relatively rare. In nature, blue. Yeah, in nature, we don't get a lot of blue. You get a lot of greens, yellows. And there is some science behind it I was looking up. But I have found you quite a few different blue coloured flowers.
Well, the only blue flowers I know are blue bells. That's it.
Well, that's right. There's bluebells. There's actually lots of blue bulbs, like grape hyacinth and bluebells and things called cilia, which are tiny little bulbs. And there might be some science about certain of the early flowering bumblebees can see blue better than others, so that might be why we get lots of blue bulbs, we think. But it's super interesting. But yeah, well, should we crack on, and then
Yeah,
we
let's
can
do
talk
that.
about my and we can talk about my song choice, which we were
Yeah,
just
we
having
do.
a pre-chat about.
Go on in. Go on in. Talk to me about blue flowers.
I'll talk to you about blue flowers. So, as ever, I've tried to give something for everyone because I know our dear listeners, we have lots of different garden conditions. So, first of all, if you have hot and dry conditions and you have really rubbishy, poor, chalky, thin soil, the eryngiums, which are the sea hollies, are brilliant. They are really spiky and architectural, and you end up with this big seed head in the middle, which turns this bright, bright, almost iridescent blue, and then it goes silver white, and it almost stays there in the borders throughout the rest of the season, looking just really, really cool. So it looks very architectural, it needs very little care, likes full sun, grows to about 50 centimeters high, 50 centimeters wide. That's a couple of foot in either direction, so not massive. Eryngium Big Blue is the one I would recommend. The clues are the name, it's big and it's blue. That's the kind of plant knowledge I'm going to give you here today, I think. Secondly, if you want something I've written down here, shady and creepy. Do you like a shady and creepy plant, Dave?
Well, I don't know. I know plenty of shady people.
Yeah, so this is a plant for the shady, creepy ones. So something called bugle, which the technical Latin name is Ajuga reptans. Reptans just means creeping along. So if you see the word reptans in a plant title, it means it just scurries along and creeps around the borders. And this has lovely dark blue flowers and then shoots up these really wacky blue flower spikes in early summer, late spring. And it's kind of quite a wild flower, so you might see it on roundabouts. I nearly crashed my car once because there was a lovely, lovely roundabout full of these. But it's a great one for your garden because it's really low maintenance. It can cope with shade. It can cope even with a bit of dry shade, and it will just get on and do its thing. And the bees and the pollinators really love it. So super easy care. Once the flower spikes have faded, I tend to cut it down in the ground, but then it just stabilizes the soil. So if you have like a difficult, tricky bank, or like an area of your garden which is on a slope and it's hard to get to, planting some Ajuga is really good to stabilise it, and it means you don't have to go in there and do lots of complicated gardening on the slope. There's a really lovely one of these bugles called Caitlin's Giant. I don't know who Caitlin was or who her giant is, but if you do know, dear listeners, please let us know. But it's a cracking plant. So the bugle, Caitlin's Giant, for your shady, creepy corners.
Is it quite a common plant or not?
It is, yeah. That one's quite a common one, yeah. Bugle, and the leaves are like really shiny. I want to say they almost look a bit like lizard skin. That sounds a bit weird.
We are talking about plants, aren't we? Not animals
yes,
now.
we are.
Yeah,
Even though I'm talking about a creepy thing,
creepy
which
things and
has
lizard skins and
lizard
stuff.
skin, yeah, shooting out things, yeah. But it's very, very common and easy to find. And it's one of those ones that you might find if you go around someone else's garden, they might have a bit in it, and you might say, oh, could I just have a bit of that and pot it up? And they'll say, yeah, that's fine. So on to the other things which are good with blue. As you may remember, last year we basically were very wet, weren't we? And it was the year of the slug. Do you remember we did a whole episode about slugs, and we basically had to do a lot of therapy, lots of people about slugs,
Slug therapy.
and it was slug therapy. And a lot of
Absolutely.
people have love a very old cottage garden plant called delphiniums, and delphiniums are basically we discovered over the years they're very tricksy to grow. They look lovely if you can grow them, but they're very, very expensive slug food in lots of ways. So if you are a person who likes that kind of delphinium cottage garden look but are fed up of getting your precious plants eaten by slugs, I really recommend the Baptiseas. Now, the Baptiseas are from Australia. There's one called Baptisia australis. And it's similar. It's got lovely, lovely, beautiful kind of grey, silvery foliage. And then it has these lovely, beautiful stems which throw up very much like a delphinium or a lupin. But it's bung proof. The slugs don't go near it. And then you get these really cool, like, pea seed heads coming off it as well. So it's a great plant for a long season of interest. And it hits the colour of blue, and it's not eaten by slugs. So that's a bigger plant. It will probably go to about 1.5 meters in each direction. So that's about 3 foot. Likes probably quite good soil if you have really, really poor soil, possibly not the plant for you. But it's a really nice one for your borders if you want something nice and big and taking up a lot of space. So that is the Baptiseas, Baptisia australis in particular. She's a great one. And then I thought we would change things. Oh, so Dave, you can choose now. Would you like a grass or a climber? A bluegrass or a climber?
Bluegrass. That's some music, isn't it? It's a music category,
It
bluegrass.
is.
Yeah, let's
And
go for
I don't.
bluegrass.
Let's go for bluegrass. And I'm now trying to think, why is bluegrass called bluegrass? I'm sure there must be a story there why the music genre is called that. I've no idea, right?
Maybe because
But
they play the blues, and anyway,
yeah. Or maybe they chew a piece of grass, which is a while
that's
singing the
right.
blues. Maybe
Yeah,
that's a thing.
maybe. Yeah.
Anyway, there are some blue grasses out there. This is one of the very first plants I ever planted when I got into gardening in my 20s, and it's called Festuca glauca, Elijah Blue. And it has little, like the grasses are like round, so it's a fest. Which means a bit like chives, you know, the leaves are round, they haven't got hard edges, and they're a silver electric blue. They like full sun. And what I have learned is if you just plant one, it looks rubbish. This is a grass. If you're going to plant it, you have to plant them in pairs or kind of in little grouplets because they don't look very happy on their own. They look a bit like a mistake. So Festuca glauca, it's evergreen. It needs no care whatsoever. As you know from our grasses chats, grasses are incredibly low maintenance. So this really is a plant and forget it type of plant. Can cope with some part sun, can cope with full sun. Very, very low needs at all. So Festuca glauca Elijah Blue is if you want to have a little bit of bluegrass in your life.
That'd be a bit all right, wouldn't it? Be quite
I think
nice.
that'd be quite good. Yeah. Maybe you could even plant them in the shape of a really large bluegrass guitar. That
Oh,
would
yeah,
be quite
see, that's
meta.
something different, isn't
Yeah.
it? Yeah. There you go. There's a
Yeah.
new
You don't see
design for you there.
that. You don't see that on Right Move with a feature garden, including a bluegrass
A
included.
bluegrass, yeah, bluegrass guitar shaped lawn. Oh,
Not
that's just
quite,
something
yeah.
new, isn't it? Well, yeah, it's all right.
Indeed, indeed. And then so let's go for a climber because a lot of us have small gardens, and one of the easy way to make a garden look nice is to climb, cover the walls, cover our fences. And a lot of people ask me about clematis. We could talk for hours about clematis because there's lots of different types. But if you want something with blue flowers, which is really easy to grow, clematis Jackmannii, that just means Jackman's clematis, is a really good one. Now, clematis naturally grow in the woodland, so they like the base of the plant to be a bit in shade and a bit damp, and then they like the tops of their climbing heads to be in the sun. So imagine as if you were a climber climbing up a tree or something in a native woodland. So that's if you're planting clematis, that's what you really need to do. So plant the base of the plant somewhere nice and moist and shady. I quite often say put a couple of stones or rocks over where you've planted it, and that keeps the moisture in. And then climb it. make it climb up something with a good amount of sun. And with these ones, with the Jacksonia acclimatus, you just cut it down in spring. So it's a once a year type job, and then it will romp away. Lots of blue flowers. Doesn't have much scent, but it really just covers an area really nicely and really prettily. So that's a good one to go for covering your fences.
And
And
what
then
about a blue
I've
flower that smells nice?
Yeah, well, I was just coming on to that. I've
Oh,
got
was
two
you?
little shrubs. Yeah, I've got two shrubs for you. So there's one called a Caryopteris. And a Caryopteris, I don't know what the normal word is for it, but there's one called Jason. And it's a deciduous shrub. That means it loses all its leaves in winter. And then
Right.
in summer, it's got bright lime green leaves and then blue flowers all the way through to autumn. And when I say all the way through to autumn, all the way through to the first frosts, and the bees love it. And it smells quite like minty. It smells really fresh. And it just looks really, really like a great hit of colour late in the season. And then, if you want something with even more scent, there is an evergreen shrub called a Ceoanthus, which is called the Californian lilac. And the Californian lilacs have green leaves all year round, and then they have bright blue flowers, which smell really, really delicate in early summer. And they like to be, it's what we call a wall shrub. So it's nice to plant it up against a wall where it kind of softens it. And it's a great one to have by a patio or a seating area because you've got that lovely green, evergreen texture to wrap you in. But then you also have the bees and then you have the lovely scent as well. So Ceoanthus concha. She's a really good one. Gets about 2.5 meters high and wide, ultimately. So that would be about 8 or 9 foot, but she's fairly slow growing. So it's not something you have to kind of plant and then overnight, like Jack and the Beanstalk, you're being evicted from your home.
That's
So that's a
right.
very.
Wake up in the morning, you've got a big beanstalk in your garden. Mind you, there might be
No.
money part at the end of it. Might be all right.
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? That would be nice. I mean, there are some plants just super fast growing. Maybe we'll do an episode on those at some
Super
point. But
fast plants.
super
Yeah.
fast plants, plants
Speedy
which rocket
plants.
away, speedy
Yeah.
plants, and then we'll do slow plants as well. But that's my very quick run through of blue plants. So there are more than we think. Loads of bulbs. There are definite plants for shady, your creepy shadies and your hot and dries, something to climb up your walls, your bluegrass. So you can rock out to your bluegrass and then something nice and pongy for a sitting area.
Nice. Okay. Right. Well, we can add that to the last episode of White Plants, can't we? That'd be all right.
We can indeed, we can indeed. And I think your next task really is for you or for the listeners to give us another colour that if they want a particular colour for us to do a bit of a deep dive on what things there are. So
Okay. Yeah.
I'll leave that in your capable hands,
Leave
Dave.
that.
Either
Yeah.
you can
Okay.
do it or
Yeah. Yeah.
Our lovely listeners can say, the one we can't do is spotty plants. Although I'm now thinking there are probably spotty flowers I could do, but let's keep it simple for the
All
moment.
right, okay. So if you're out there listening and you want some ideas on a coloured plant, then make sure you email in between now and the end of the show today, and I will pass on to Claire, ready for a couple of weeks' time, won't we? That'd be all right.
Be fantastic. Thank you so much.
It's all right. Now, before you go, obviously, we know what the song's going to be about, but do we know what song it's going to be you're going to pick today? Because there's quite a few
Well,
we could pick from, because we had that chat, little bit of off-air chat, didn't we? And there's quite
we
a few
did
you
have a
can
bit of
pick.
an off-air chat because, I do want to, I do my research and I do think quite hard about the songs and think about, oh, what do I like and what will we have in store and what will link the theme. Because I was thinking blue, so there's the
So you decided to pick one that doesn't have very many much lyrics on, really.
No, it doesn't, but it is a banging tune, so I'm
Yeah,
making no apologies for
fair
that.
point.
But
Yeah,
I
fair
looked at
point.
the Billie Eilish has a good tune called Blue. And then
Yeah.
what were you thinking of? There were some
Well,
other
there
cracking
was
ones that came up with.
Eiffel 65, that was blue,
Yes.
and then there's also the
Yes.
band Blue, and there's loads of that. There's Drive By, and then there's sorry, seems to be the hardest word. Oh, what
Oh,
else is there?
yeah.
You see,
Yeah.
loads of them.
That was a really good thought. I didn't go with Blue the band. That
I'm
was
sure Elton John would
a
have done
nice one.
something with blue written in it.
Yeah, I did. I think there's a Phil Collins one, at
Yeah.
least starting off with When I'm Feeling Blue. There's actually quite a lot of them, and I'm sure there's some other ones as well. But anyway, the one I've gone for, Dave, doesn't have the word blue much in it, though it does feature in the lyrics. But the lyrics aren't the main feature of this song, would you say? But the song I've chosen is
Hang on,
New Order.
whoa, don't, oh,
Oh,
shh, oh, shh. What we should say is, if you're going to send in your colour that you want to talk about, any listeners can send in their colour, then make sure you put a song choice in there as well, because that would be quite good.
That would be a great idea. That would be
So
a really good
you've got
idea.
till the end of the
Thank you.
programme, the end of the show today. So
Yes.
you've got till 1 o'clock today to email in what colour plant you want Claire to talk about in 2 weeks' time, and make sure that you have a song link for that colour. There you go. Perfect.
Well,
Right,
that would
now,
be wonderful.
that
Great
would be
idea. So
something
now,
different, wouldn't it?
yeah,
See?
that will be something different. That would be brilliant.
Go on
Yeah,
then.
I'm looking
Now
forward to that.
you can say which one you're
So
going to
now I
pick.
can do my
Yeah, do you?
big
Yeah.
non-reveal.
That's right.
So
Yeah.
the
Go on
song
then.
I've chosen, Dave, is New Order, Blue Monday.
Perfect. All right. And I will talk to you in a couple of weeks' time.
We will with our mystery colour and
Mystery
our
colour.
mystery song.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Thanks. Speak to you later, Claire. All right. Bye
Thanks
bye.
so much. Take
Bye
care.
bye.
Bye-bye.
So, if you want to get your colour for your plant in ready for Claire's next edition, which is in 2 weeks' time, then email studio at Basingstoke Community Radio before the end of the show today, which is 1 o'clock. So, you've still got a couple of hours. And let us know what colour plant you want Claire to talk about. And put in there in your email your suggestion of the song that you would like as well. So, that's it. That's it for Claire this week, and she'll be back in a couple of weeks' time.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.